Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to week three of our high school football coaches shows. And for the next 15 minutes, we'll feature the North Huskies and head coach Zach Nerum. As the Huskies coming off a loss this past Friday night at Enloe Field against the Memorial Tigers, and will now have their home opener coming up this evening when they entertain the Harrison Warriors, and that'll be our game here on ESPN, beginning with the pregame show at 6, kickoff set for 6:30. We'll come back. We'll visit with Coach Zach Nerum and the North Huskies right after this on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Dyke Brothers Construction is a proud sponsor of local high school and college athletics. They are grateful to their loyal customers in southwestern Indiana who have relied on Dyke Brothers for the past 65 years. If your business is looking to build a new facility or expand an existing one, you need a safe, conscientious contractor to work with. For all of your general construction, concrete, mechanical, or electrical needs, the skilled workers at Dyke Brothers are here to help. Give them a call at 812-423-4201.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance, but not just any insurance. We're good at fireworks don't go in the attic insurance. And even guy that shouldn't have a chainsaw but has a chainsaw insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
Back here on the North Football Show on this Friday afternoon, head coach Zach Nerum joining us. Zach, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, how are we doing today? I'm doing good.
All right. Well, Zach, just some final thoughts this past Friday night over at Enloe Field against the Memorial Tigers. The Tigers get the win last Friday night. You had a chance to look at the film Friday night, Saturday, over the weekend. Kind of your thoughts on the team's play against Memorial.
I thought they came up with a pretty good game plan against us, and, I thought we had a good game plan versus them, but they executed a little bit better than us, and that's just a part of our growth in a program right now and growth in the process of a season. So I think, defensively, I was very pleased. You know, it was 7-0 at halftime, and we kind of got in the second half. Our defense was put in some very tough spots, but, ultimately I thought I was very proud of the defense, just the way they played and overcame some adversity. And the score is definitely not vindicative of how the game went. They only had 80 more yards of total offense on us. And so, I thought our kids played well. Again, it's just we just didn't finish, and, certain things didn't always go our way, which we've got to overcome, and it was a great learning experience for us, I'll tell you that.
Well, looking at the stats of that football game and talking to Coach Hurdy last week, during his weekly radio show, and I said, what would be some of the keys against North? And he goes, well, they're more physical than we are as far as size up front. The first thing we've got to do is establish a ground game. Well, they were not able to do that. You had a sack of Luke Brown, but, overall they finished with just 57 yards on the ground. And so, your front seven defensively, as you talked about, Coach, really played well in that contest.
Yeah, we did. We started off the game with a punt that went over the head of our punter, and he, you know, he got on it really quickly, and it was down at the one or the two, and then, you know, our defense came out, and this is what I was really proud of, is our defense came out, we stuffed them at the line, it was down at the one, and then we got our linebacker, Parker Daugherty, shot the gap the right way, and Ricky White Jr. came on the backside, and they actually forced him to fumble, knocked it out of Kendrick's hands, and, you know, they got the ball back there. I think it was on the four, third down. We sniffed out their bubble screen, and my star, Jalen Lynch, wrapped him up right there. They kicked the field goal. They boinked, and it was 0-0. So, again, when you go through that sequence, especially with high school kids being put in that situation, and obviously when you go in the game, that's not how anybody thinks the game is going to even remotely go. But it did, and I thought we answered to it. Like I said, I was very proud of our defense. And, you know, Coach Hurley and them, they do a great job over there. Their defense was ready to go. You know, offensively, I thought they had a really good game plan against us. They kind of took advantage of the holes. I think their receivers do a great job of finding their spots in their routes. They don't necessarily run the routes completely, but they'll find the windows that are available, and they just take them, and they chunk you for it. And so, you know, their kids were really physical, a lot more physical than our kids thought they would be, which is a testament to their coaching staff. And, you know, they really played with us from the physicality standpoint, and obviously they were a little tougher than us in the long run.
Well, Zach, just one more thought about the game. I mean, you know, offensively, certainly a couple of turnovers, and, you know, you expect that, you know, still early in the season. You want to minimize those as you go along here. But was it anything that Memorial's defense did that really kind of neutralized you guys last Friday, or is it more or less just, you know, kind of lack of execution, maybe some mental and physical breakdowns offensively?
I think a combination of both, honestly. I think their game plan was really good, going back and watching the film and what they did. You know, they did some really good things with their defensive line and stuff like that. And our guys, again, we're building a brand new system. It's a brand new offense. And so some of those adjustments on the fly weren't, you know, picked up quick enough. And we as a staff got to do better. You know, our end zone camera wasn't working. And so that kind of hurt us on the sideline with some of our film and viewership, not giving us an excuse. It was just one of those things that went wrong with us. And not to take anything away from Memorial, again, their game plan was really good. We just were growing in the process of understanding how to play football at this level and understand it's chess, not checkers. You know, and we've got to be able to adjust our movements, and we can't just be one-sided, and we can't just think for ourselves. We got to be able to make adjustments and kind of start to anticipate what they're doing and play that back and forth game.
We'll come back with more of this edition of the North Football Show right after this on ESPN 97.7 FM. The Ref.
With great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel Air Land.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571. Dyke Brothers Construction is a proud sponsor of local high school and college athletics. They are grateful to their loyal customers in southwestern Indiana who have relied on Dyke Brothers for the past 65 years. If your business is looking to build a new facility or expand an existing one, you need a safe, conscientious contractor to work with. For all of your general construction, concrete, mechanical, or electrical needs, the skilled workers at Dyke Brothers are here to help. Give them a call at 812-423-4201. Back here on the North Football Show on this Friday evening, the Huskies have their home opener tonight, taking on the Harrison Warriors. And again, that game here on ESPN beginning at 6 o'clock, the pregame show and kickoff set for 6:30. Zach Nero back with us. Well, Zach, you know, through the first couple weeks of the season, you know, obviously a very big win for your team at Castle, then on the road again last week against Memorial. A couple of the teams, like the Huskies, expected to be in the top half when it's all said and done here about the middle part of October. But, you know, as you take a look at your team through the first 2 weeks, both games away from Bundrett Stadium, just kind of where you are now as this calendar has flipped to September.
Well, you know, I kind of look at just maturity-wise. I mean, we're doing so many great things. You know, practices are energetic. Kids are overcoming some adversity that they kind of put themselves in. But at the same time, we're still putting ourselves in adverse situations that are fully in our control. And so just, again, trying to teach these guys the right way to practice, the right way to do things, and just reminding them of that. You know, there's a lot of progress. But sometimes when you see that progress, you also got to kind of look and reflect and go, okay, well, I'm still a little bit behind, or we can still be better in these facets of the game. And right now I just think learning to overcome our mental mistakes, you know, is going to be the key for us. And, again, that's just growth throughout the season. That's probably a normal growth thing that most teams have to endure at times.
Zach, most coaches that I've read over the last couple of weeks now, especially with the college football season entering week two this weekend, it's week three for high school, but, you know, the high school coaches, college coaches have all kind of read the same thing. You know, you're going to see your most improvement in the course of a season from week one to week two. Now, an average fan that probably doesn't know anything about football looks at North and says, well, they got a big win against Castle. They took a step back in week two because they lost, you know, to a really good Memorial team. But we know that's not the case. So looking at your team, what areas do you feel the Huskies improved from the Castle game through the Memorial game?
Well, I'd say our kickoff improved. we didn't give up a touchdown the second week in our kickoff. Jokes aside, Dan, it's one of those things that whenever I look at the season, I feel like there's a lot of improvements in just the way we carry ourselves on a day-to-day basis. But, you know, from a schematic standpoint, again, I think our special teams are improving. And that's on me. You know, we're installing a new offense over the summer. We're going through our defense. I got a brand-new staff with maybe two or three guys that the kids kind of know. And so they're learning the new coaches. And people forget just how tough that is sometimes, you know, especially in this day and age with the type of athlete that we coach on a day-to-day basis. You know, relationships are important. And so, you know, building that trust with the kids takes time. And even though we can put all the perfect schematics and we can hold them as accountable as we want to, but at the end of the day, if they don't trust us and they're learning to trust us, some things just don't mesh right away. And I think that's kind of the case. And I learned special teams, you know, we got to get them in sooner. You know, I've got a great special teams coordinator who is a former high school coach of mine, Bruce Woodruff, who has been at many different places. He coached at Central back in the day. Again, he was at Harrison. He's been at Tecumseh and South Spencer the last few years, several years. And you know, I trust him the utmost, and he's got great game plans. But it's just about I should have probably implemented those things earlier over the summer, but that's not what we've done maybe in the past. And so I'm learning a little bit more of, well, where's the importance at? And so – that's a learning experience for me, and ultimately that's on me first and foremost. But I feel like our kids are starting to get the concepts of what we're doing on special teams. We're still figuring out the right pieces to put there and things like that. And we've got a lot of older guys stepping up. I think sometimes those woes have been a great thing, like I said last week, where the kids are starting to buy into special teams a little more, which at the high school level sometimes it's a hit or miss because it's not really placed importance on until you get to high school. And so I think that's where we're starting to grow a lot, and I'm starting to see a lot of maturity from that direction as far as when it comes to schematics and people being in the right place and wanting to be in the right place and right doing the right things.
All right, home opener for the Huskies tonight. They take on Harrison. We'll come back at the Skyner Report on the Warriors from head coach Zach Nero when this North Football Show continues on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me. Hey, wait, you forgot the... never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
You've got places to go, And Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance. But not just any insurance. We're good at fireworks don't go in the attic insurance. And even guy that shouldn't have a chainsaw but has a chainsaw insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties, online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
Back here on the North Football Show on this Friday afternoon, Huskies and the Warriors tonight from Bundridge Stadium, home opener for North. Zach Nero back with us. Well, Coach, you take a look at Mel Sutton's team and off to a tough start. Lost to some pretty good football teams in Wrights and Jasper the first couple weeks. They're coming to your place. First, I guess, you got to be excited that you don't have to get on a bus this afternoon and go play somewhere. It's right in your own backyard.
It is. It helps our pregame process without losing that, 30-minute drive where we're going. So that is a good thing, but, we're used to that. And it's our away schedule this year, so we know that. I'm kind of prepared for that mentally.
All right, we'll talk about the Warriors. They come in 0-2 looking for their first win of the season. Would be certainly a signature win, and you got to let – you got to have that guard, I guess, up of, not looking past anybody and, playing each and every play, and I'm sure that was emphasized all week in practice to your football team.
Yes, it was. We don't look past anybody. One thing I like about Harrison when I watch my film is, man, they fight. I mean, again, they're going through struggles and things that you see from the scoreboards, but nobody really understands the scoreboard only means so much sometimes. Like, it means the difference in winning and losing, yes, but sometimes the games and the growth of situations are not really vindicative of what the scoreboard says. And so, you watch them, they're fighting until the end, and they still score a touchdown at one of the last drives against Jasper. And they've got kids battling. They've dealt with a couple injuries. I know their quarterback was out, which I've heard through the grapevine from the students, at least, that he'll be back. So, which is good. I want everybody at their full health, and I want to take everybody on when they're locked and loaded. So, we look really forward to the matchup and the opportunity to kind of get back on the winning side of things for our program itself, and we're really excited to play this weekend.
All right, you've talked earlier in the program, Zach, just about, cleaning up some things, and it's week three, so it's hard to believe after tonight, a third of the regular season is already done. But what areas tonight, as far as Harrison's offense and defense, what do you expect from them? And other than the obvious of executing and not turning the football over, what does the offense and defense have to do to get to 2-1 now, a third of the way through the season?
I think we just got to – I'll start with us first. I think we got to come in and just be mentally focused the whole time and not get complacent on anything at any point in time. I think as long as we execute, like you kind of alluded to, then that's what we really need to do. That's our focus. And we need to come with a high energy, and everybody needs to be on board, from the starters to the guys that are the reserves to the guys that might be playing on Monday that just started playing football, And as long as we're all locked and loaded on the sidelines with staying back and playing and understanding when they're supposed to go, being around your coaches and stuff like that, and learning, I think we're going to be just fine. Harrison, on that hand, is, again, I think they're going to come in with a pretty good game plan. I mean, I know Andre Thomas pretty well. I actually coached with him on his basketball staff when he was the head basketball coach at North High School. And so, I know Andre, and, I mean, he's got a pretty great football resume. Coach Sutton has done a great job over there trying to turn that program around, get him more disciplined and just – you know, instilling his concepts, which is a lot of the same concepts I was raised on. Because, you know, I'm a Harrison kid too. And, you know, I remember growing up listening about the Andre Thomases and the Mo Suttons and the Ryan Merriweathers and the Deion Mylands and all those guys from back in the day that kind of helped cement some of that legacy before the or after the Kevin Hartys, not just those early 90s, but the mid 90s and the late 90s, 2000s. You know, those teams with Mitch Marsh and as Coach Harvey Robbins took over. You know, I know that culture and I know what that's like, and that's what kind of some of my stuff is built off of. It's kind of funny. The old Harrison 90s are kind of still roaming around the city in a lot of ways. You know, I always joke and say North High School is kind of the old Harrison, just with the demographics and the way things are set up. It just kind of feels like that from whenever I was in high school and things of that nature. So, you know, I know they're going to come in with a tough game plan. They're going to have the kids ready to go. You know, their passing game, they do a great job. Addie Thomas, Andre's son, is a great receiver. They've got another really speedy athlete. They got some athletes and track guys out there, too, that are playing. And, you know, I think they're going to do a good job. Caden Moore does a great job, one of their offensive linemen and defensive linemen. He's a young guy that is an up-and-coming kid that I'm really impressed with. And so their defense is going to be pretty good, too. I mean, they're going to bring it at you. They're going to come at you in a lot of different facets. And they're bringing guys, so you got to always be aware of that. So our offensive line's got to be able to communicate and pick those things up. And I think they're going to play an aggressive style Friday night. And it's our job to kind of circumvent that and to make them uncomfortable and to get them out of that aggressive nature so that way we can be the aggressor.
Zach, really appreciate a few minutes of your time. All the best in the game tonight with Harrison.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, that's Zach Nero. This has been the North Football Show here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.